friends. What spectacular fortune to be able to broadcast. Turns out, there's some vigor left on this forsaken worm rock after all. I've taken on the encapsulating persona of Carter Struttenberg and have entered myself into a gladiatorial-style tournament called the Blood Gala. I typically wouldn't be caught dead or otherwise competing in something so unwholesomely brutish, and under goblin rule no less. However, fate has deemed my participation as a necessity. Besides, with my two bodyguards around to handle my lightweight, chances are slim to none that things will get messy for me. They've done well so far, and it would be an understatement to say that I've merely risen to the occasion. I'm confident our victory is imminent. You know, I haven't been so enamored with something since I was a boy. I've always had the talent for showmanship, but my parents, well, let's just say they never quite understood my more artistic impulses. But here I am, I find myself elated. Chalk it up to the adrenaline if you have to, but in this moment, all who face the wrath of Stranger Things shall kneel. This is Struts, signing off.
Hey everybody, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast sit around the table and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Will Stark. I will be the pontificating Dungeon Master of this evening. And as always, I'm joined by...
Josh Freeland, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Half-Orc Paladin, level 6.
Ooh, hell yeah. I'm your special guest, Jake, playing Persephone Goldpetal, the Firbolg Druid.
My name is Brian, and I'll be playing the Warlock Carter Huttenberg today, level 6, and I'm loving the new wheels.
So, last we left off with you guys were celebrating your second victory in the Blood Gala tournament,
yeah.
And you guys have really taken it by storm and just fucked shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You guys fought some formidable opponents, but they couldn't withstand you. And our scene opens with each of you guys awakening on the following morning after a night drunken celebration at Korak's favorite bar, Scraven's Den.
Hell yeah.
Festivities were conducted on Korak's tab. Why don't you guys tell me how hard you partied?
Super hard. I never take my costume off.
Okay, nice.
I'm probably not taking it off for anything but cleaning for like the rest of their games.
Okay, cool.
I'm probably in town as Carter Struttenberg.
Okay, cool. Cool, absolutely.
AKA Struts.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you guys?
Wasted.
Definitely
wasted.
Hard, yeah. Yeah. I want to... How wasted did it affect me? Because I'm a big girl.
You can roll a constitution save.
I would love to,
yeah,
actually.
Go for it.
I want to see how slizzard I get. Ooh. It was a constitution saving throw or just a roll?
Constitution saving throw.
Either way, it's 8.
Ooh, yeah. You're feeling bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you woke up in a bed you don't recognize.
Oh,
yeah. So you're alone.
Go Percy, yeah.
What's going on?
I probably got tired of babysitting and just like put her down wherever.
And there's just like a trash can right in front of me.
Exactly. You're at some motel city. It's like, where am I?
There's a trash can in front of you, but it's upside down. Ooh. So when you go to vomit it, you think it's there.
Like, sorry, where am I? What is going on?
What about you, Sebastian?
I'm ordering shots of vodka, but I'm actually just taking shots of water. He's not drinking at all.
Fantasy vodka.
Okay, no, you're staying sober.
Just focus on the prize.
I'm like getting confused. It's like, Korak, man, we're usually about the same pace, and it looks like he's not even...
You guys are definitely the stars of the place. Everyone is like just super vibing with you guys.
I do my dancing. Korak's
super drunk.
I do my dancing lights Michael Jackson routine.
Yeah, sure. Everyone cheers. It's wonderful. It goes great.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm signing autographs. I'm handing out like little my makeshift baseballs with my autograph, handing them out to people.
Yeah. I start autographing roses and start handing them out.
Yeah. Prim is drinking wine, and she looks like she's enjoying herself, kind of, you know. Not like getting all rambunctious like you guys, but she looks happier than you've seen her in a long time. Because she's been very, very not happy for a long time now.
I'm chilling with her.
Victoria's there, and
I'm taking
she's
a lot of selfies.
Like, you guys just don't know how to go freaking anywhere without basically announcing yourselves to the city.
What do you mean?
You chill. We're trying to. What are you?
We're in a competition.
Good job, guys.
Thanks, Vicky.
And she buys you guys a round.
Don't let me.
Oh,
can
wait,
I give you drinks? We're on the run. Like,
could I give? could I give you a piece of advice,
point.
Vicky?
Yes.
Don't eat the space worm in the space tequila. Please.
You know what? I'll follow that advice.
I feel so, something a rumbling.
They're never gonna know. I feel Carter Struttenberg. It's impenetrable.
Impenetrable.
Drinks.
So more fast drinks. Forward, you guys all wake up hungover, wherever it is you decide to wake up.
Feeling bad.
And yeah, you guys are expected to be at the arena by 6 o'clock that evening. So you got most of the day to yourselves to do whatever it is that you wish. But Korak will meet you at the same chamber. That you guys are usually meeting for these fights now. And you guys know that if you guys make it past this fight, you're going to finals.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Semifinals. And you know I'm walking like I'm repping my name.
Oh yeah, people definitely recognize you on the street now. You guys definitely made a name for yourselves.
I just mean my erect, arrogant posture. The way I move my hips when I walk.
Okay.
Very deliberate.
Yes. Gotcha.
I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Alright, cool. Is there anything you guys want to do? Or do you guys want to just move on to the next fight?
We're like researching better ways to hydrate without cramping.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah.
You guys get hydrated.
Hangover cures.
You're all good.
Space hangover cures.
I'm just doing
cures.
Recovery stuff, like doing like an ice tub and stretching and just doing this stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you guys are just prepping.
Yeah.
Is there a Radio Shack?
Sure.
Can I buy a... Wow, really? There is?
There's a Goblin Radio
I really
radio
thought all
those
were gone. Goblin Radio Shack.
Yeah, there we go.
Radio Hut.
Radio Hut.
Yeah,
I go to Radio Hut and I buy one of those Polaroid cameras. That has like it prints it out like right there. Okay. I'm taking a lot of selfies with people.
Sure.
As Carter Struttenberg. Yes. And I'm signing everything.
And signing him.
Yeah.
You probably take 100 photos. The elves are going to fucking find you guys so goddamn fast.
I take one with Prim. They're paper. They're not plugged
but
in.
But you're handing them out to people.
I'm Carter Struttenberg. I'm wearing sunglasses and a hat.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah, it's perfect. Don't worry about it. Oh,
so, anything else?
No.
The evening arrives. The evening arrives.
That's a good point. Dang.
And you guys are back in Chamber 7 in East Gladiatorial Wing. Bitch. And I will award you all with a drama card for today's session. So, shuffle it how you will. Pick how you will. I swear to fucking God, if you all get platinum, I'm going to flip a table.
Oh, don't flip any. There's so much stuff on these tables.
I know.
I'll set up a different table for you to flip, okay?
I just leave the room and flip some other table.
I'm going to go flip the table downstairs, all right? I'll be right back. Are we keeping them secret again?
Just tell me what rank it is.
Copper.
Cool.
Ah!
I'll roll it now. Okay.
Sorry, Al.
Why did you do this?
What are you doing?
He rolled a D100 to decide how many to discard.
Fair enough.
The percentage
50 of them.
Dies. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
There you go, Doc.
What rank is it, Jake? Just tell me.
Silver.
Okay.
Close.
Low relief.
Yeah.
Let me see.
1, 2, 3.
If he doesn't get a platinum, I'll allow you to keep your platinum from last time.
Oh.
I got a copper.
Okay, so Freeland, I'll be gracious. You didn't get to use it last time. They did. You can keep your platinum.
Sweet.
Interesting.
So I can have both of them then?
No. Get rid of that copper. You don't get that copper.
Can I decide if his copper's better than mine and keep his?
No.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, are you guys ready for this?
I can already do this, though. That's bullshit.
Tell me what it is.
You want my copper? Fine.
Just let me straight up trade.
Okay,
Freeland's
go
copper.
Ahead. Trade copper. I'm just going to believe you.
I literally get
if it's something you can already do, fine.
It is.
Okay. I swear. These drama cards. Causing so much drama.
That's what they do, man.
Which one was this one?
Are you good?
Oh, yeah. This is great. Sweet. This is actually perfect.
Cool beans. All right. So the moment is nigh. It is 10 minutes till you guys match. You guys are standing in teleportation circles. Korak's giving you guys last-minute advice not to let you get to your head, not to think about the moment too much. Don't try to do too much. Don't try and do too little. Do just right.
Korak, we got this. Come in close. Everybody lean in close. I take out my Polaroid. And I get a selfie of us in the teleport chamber.
Korak's ecstatic. He gives 2 thumbs up.
Absolutely, that's a winner. You keep this big guy.
Okay, cool.
I got some headphones on, listening to some heavy metal music.
Nice.
Getting amped up.
Nice.
Thunder!
Followed by Sweet Victory.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I immediately
the time has come. And you guys hear the voice outside. Actually, no. It's still 10 minutes still.
It's not that. Wait, did he get wasted last night?
Yeah, everyone got wasted last night.
And now it's today.
Yeah, we're now doing it's today.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, shame! For shame on all of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind.
Okay,
not Sebby was a responsible boy.
I told you guys to tell me how hard you partied.
I didn't realize it was the next day. I partied.
Welcome back.
Hard enough to stay standing.
Welcome back, good people of Starworm City, to the 175th annual Blood Gala tournament.
Crowd goes crazy.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
The first match will be underway shortly, so don't go anywhere, folks. This one is going to be a real showstopper.
I throw out my roses.
So after 10 minutes pass, it's time.
Too prematurely.
And you guys get reintroduced again, all the same way, teleported in.
I get
Stranger
the mic.
Things, lightning, and you get the mic.
I blow it up.
The crowd is doubly loud today.
Hey.
Because you guys have really, you're now become a fan favorite.
Yeah.
So, I see a kid in the crowd doing the running man. I point at him, start doing the running man.
Yeah, sure. Nice. And he just, you see the kid with the skull baseball.
Yeah. I hit another one in the stands.
They're standing next to each other. They're best friends.
So this time, the arena, it's again, we're back to the flat arena area. But in the dead center of this arena is this giant archaic like sailing ship, like it's sinking into the sand.
Ooh.
And it probably extends probably about, I don't know, 70 feet high from the bottom to the very tip. It's like this huge Spanish galleon. And it's like the only obstacle. And you guys are kind of on your side. Like it's as if you got teleported right outside your gate. And announcing your opponent.
Where do they get a sailing ship in the desert?
And facing them in deadly combat are a pair of the most dastardly mad scientists goblin kind has ever produced. It's said that by the age of 5, these two had managed to mindjack their parents with homemade enslavement collars. By age 10, they held the lives of their classmates hostage for 10 million credits by hacking the school security droid system. And by age 12, they broke free from a maximum security prison with nothing but some copper wire, a 9-volt battery, and 2 months' worth of their own urine stored in jars.
Oh my god.
Fucking Goblin MacGyvers.
Jesus.
Boomhammer Industries is proud to present the Boomhammer Brothers.
Shit.
And nothing happens. There's just this weird moment of sense.
Where are they?
Then suddenly you guys hear and feel this loud, like, vibration that kind of rocks the stadium.
It's a fucking elves.
Did anyone
just feel that?
And then suddenly there's an explosion from the wall of the south side of the arena as an enormous mechanical cyborg ogre burst through the wall.
What? Oh no, it's them!
On its back is a goblin with goggles and a scientific lab coat on. Suddenly, a second explosion from the arena's north side occurs as the same scene unfolds there. The ogres charge towards each other, and just as they are about to, like, meet, they turn and they face you guys.
Well, I hope they're planning on paying for that. Fight!
Everyone roll initiative.
Okay. The goblins are shaking their heads. No, we're not fucking paying for that.
Yeah, they're super not. But the crowd loved it, and they're losing their fucking minds.
I don't know.
And
what
I
to
need
do.
This piece of paper, and we're gonna roll initiative. And there's a boat between you guys.
So is the boat like angled? Like it's like the
it's
back half
angle.
Of it?
Yeah,
like,
but you can totally
out.
Like climb all
okay,
over
so it's not like
stuff,
okay.
Know? So just two initiatives here. One crit and the other got an 11. So one goes first.
Oh, I crit as well.
You did? All right.
Yeah.
It's a crit off. Let's do this.
Is it just a straight roll?
Just a straight roll. I got a 17.
I crit another again.
Crit. Oh my god, you just double crit, dude.
Double crit.
I'm sorry you wasted it on that.
Yeah, cool.
But yes, Percy goes first.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Followed by Goblin 1.
Fucking Goblin.
And Mech. And then the other one rolled an 11. Did you guys beat 11?
14.
17.
Okay. Ooh, wow. Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah, look at that.
I know. Carter. G2.
Who'd have dunked
next? Okay,
but
so.
I'm not surprised.
Percy, you're up. What do you do?
I don't know. So they are both on the mechanical
ogre?
Yeah,
there's two goblins basically riding on a saddle on these mechanical ogres.
They're two separate.
And
machines.
They just look like little mad scientist goblins with lab coats, goggles.
Two separate machines, like they
two
each have
separate
one?
Ogres with okay. two with a goblin on each.
Okay,
they're
okay.
the Boomhammer brothers.
Okay, well,
two times
the goblin, two times the ogre. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I think so. Wait. Yeah, I'm gonna do this first. Does it pass through things, though?
No.
It doesn't. It just hits. Okay. I'm going to... So for this thing, I need a drop of water.
Sure.
To do.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
sure.
A spit in your hand.
I'm going to cast... Gross. I'm going to cast Tidal Wave.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I love this. This was not planned, folks, by the way. Boat, Tidal Wave, not planned.
Yeah, I saw the boat and I was like,
Yeah, go for it. This shit's about to get fucking wild.
So, okay, so you conjure a wave of water that crashes down on an area within range. My range is 120 feet. The area can be up to 30 feet long, 10 feet wide, and 10 feet tall.
Okay.
So each creature in the area has to make a dex save of 15 or get 4d8 bludgeoning damage and be knocked prone.
Okay. And then after that, the water goes away?
Oh, yes. Floods. The water then spreads out across the ground in all directions, extinguishing unprotected flames in the area and within 30 feet of it, and then vanishes.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So yeah, so I
was like, man, this shit's about to be a water battle.
It would be dope if it stayed, but...
So they need to make dexterity save. So the mechs are going to make them because they're on the mechs, and the mechs are the movement bit of this. So
they wouldn't get
one crit failed
off.
And the other just failed.
Dope.
Oh yeah, I need to get HP going.
So 18 bludgeoning damage as I just like water bend and then push it.
Oh and, shit! Yeah, you kind of like scattered them for a bit.
Imhotep's face. Yeah. 18 faces in the waterfall.
18 damage.
18. Yes.
Okay.
Oof. 18 bludgeoning, and they're knocked prone.
Yeah. And then
half your movement now belong to us.
You know what? It makes sense that I should save for the goblins, even though like
Maybe they'll get knocked off.
Damage.
Yeah, definitely.
So one got a 17, the other got a 13.
The 17 passes, but the 13 doesn't.
Okay, so the one only takes 9, then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
and isn't knocked prone.
Okay, I could do math. Next up is. Oh, it's the one that didn't get hit.
A big move.
How did I do this? Okay. So.
I figured it would fuck with the mechanic.
One of the ogre mechs gets up.
Ogres.
And.
How's wrong?
It's got massive amount of movement.
Cool.
But it has to use. How much movement?
Half.
You have to use. Not half. I think it's 5 feet. 5 feet of movement to stand.
No, it's half to get up.
Movement.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, well,
it still gets 40 feet. Because it has 80 feet of movement.
80?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So
it's a big
it's,
robot.
It's going to charge. How close did you have to get for that tidal wave thing? What was the range on that?
120 feet. I don't think I moved at all. Were they. They were like, what, 60?
They were 50? 60 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
shit, yes.
Then they just got pushed against the wall.
People in the front row are all wet.
It's the splash zone.
So this one's actually going to run straight at the boat and bash straight into the boat. And now I guess it's going to end its turn inside the boat.
That's dope. That's and a dope way to spend your turn.
Undercover. Yeah.
Cool, the other one
is going to... Well, it's not the other one's turn. Sebastian, you're up.
From what I can see, does the boat have, like, cannons on it or anything? Or is it just, like...
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, no.
I didn't think about that, but I did not.
Just wondering. Giving him ideas. How dare.
I know. I'm like, shit. Shouldn't say anything. So the one mech's completely covered then. In the boat.
Yeah.
And the other one is 60 feet out.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it? I mean, is it tucked away
it's
behind the boat?
It's 60 feet out, but like you have to go around the boat, so it's more like 80 feet of movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I just beeline it to... I'm actually close to where you go. I want to get to the...
Might be okay.
Yeah, to like the this. Right a little bit, enough where I can get a line of sight.
Yeah, sure.
So I can just fire at him.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I mean, maybe move what... 20 feet maybe to the right or whatever.
Yeah, sure. You move 20 feet to the right.
Okay. And I'll just take a couple shots real quick.
My plan is to like move with someone. So like I'm just like hovering in case I get... I just don't want to be like what happened with the Yoshi.
Yourself, yeah. First one's 15.
Mm-hmm.
Hit, miss.
No, that's a miss.
18.
That's a hit, yeah.
Okay. And that's 8 damage. So a little pop this shot with my BFG.
8 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no, 9 damage. I'm sorry.
9 damage. 9 damage, okay. All right, nice. Yeah, you fire and it like fires on the mech.
Cool.
All right, next up is Carter.
So am I to understand that the mech and the goblin are two separate targets?
Yes, but if you're going to try and hit the goblin, it's a disadvantage while the thing's moving.
Mm, sure.
Or like, just in general, because the thing's always moving, typically.
Interesting.
It's at disadvantage. Okay. So I can't see the one on the boat, but I can see the one that's prone out there. It's going last.
You have to move to the side like him.
Yeah. I'll follow Sebastian. I'll move that 20 feet.
Absolutely.
I'll cast the Hex on that one.
On the mech?
I can't see the other one, so... Oh, I guess...
Or Goblin, yeah.
I wonder which one matters. I'll cast it on the mech.
Okay. And how are you guys standing? Are you guys like next to each other? Are you guys spread out? What's the deal?
Behind-ish.
Okay, you're behind him?
Yeah, I didn't move at all.
Yeah, I know where you are.
10 feet behind
you? So you ran up and hit, sorry, I was reading. You ran up
so
and hit that thing?
I went to the right, like 20 feet.
Yeah.
So I can get a line of sight around.
And then he opened fire on him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the exact same thing. Then you hit the mech.
Yeah. And you're behind him, right?
Yeah, I'm like behind-ish him. I'm gonna hex it, and then I'm going to Eldritch Blast it.
Okay.
Start off with a nice standard. Okay, so let's see here. 8 plus 7 is 15.
That's a miss.
Okay, and then I'm going to try and shoot it again with the second Eldritch Blast.
And it just bounces off his armor.
That's a crit.
Oh shit! Yeah, you crit.
Nice.
Okay, so
real nice crit.
I'm just gonna double. I'm gonna roll all my damage dice twice.
Yeah, for the one beam. So it's 1d10 plus charisma, and then another d10.
So not for the hex. I'll just roll the one for hex.
Oh, yeah, and one hex as well.
Okay.
You just get one extra weapon die or spell die.
Got it. 1.
Dope.
That's and 10. So
11 plus.
I get my charisma on both of those. 15. Or on one, so 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then 15 plus 4.
19.
Nice.
So 19 damage total.
Okay. Yeah. Oof, man. Yeah.
Real nice.
Like twitching and stuff. Cool. Anything else?
That was pretty much it.
Okay, well, that thing's going to get up, and it is going to use its dash move called Trailblazer, and I believe because you move 20 feet out, it can get to you now, Carter, or Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
But this is its movement action. As it's moving towards you, the lab coat goblin is going to open fire with his pistol on you. So this is, again, I forget, you get massive AC. Is this multi? Yeah, it gets multi-attack. So this is 2 attacks. One is a 17, the other is... They both miss. So they just glance off your armor,
okay.
And then the ogre slams into you. And when the ogre does this trailblazer move, it moves in a straight line over whatever creatures are in its way without provoking opportunity attack, and it makes a bash attack as it does this.
Oof.
So this is going to strength. Be a plus 6.
Strength on the hex.
It fails. So you don't take any damage, but you do need to make a DC 14 dex save.
No. That's a 12. Or no, that's a 9.
So you're knocked 5 feet to the side and knocked prone.
Mm-hmm.
His dash is going to continue until it hits Carter. So this is going to be against your AC. 23.
Oh.
You're going to take 2d10 plus 4 damage. 3 plus 4 is 7 plus 4 is 11 damage, and give me a dex save, DC 14.
I pass.
Oh, nice. So you're not knocked prone, and it moves through you and ends its turn right behind you.
Ah.
Next up is Percy.
Okay.
You see your friends just get boom,
just get bulldozed right now?
Yeah.
I will use my staff and... I'll cast Conjure Animals again.
Hold on, I'm going to use my reaction when it hits me to cast Hellish Rebuke.
Okay, sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Hit it.
Point my finger. Creature that is damaged. The creature that damaged you is momentarily surrounded by Hellish Flames. The creature must make a dex saving throw of DC 15.
It's probably going to fail. Nope. Got a 17.
Oh, okay. So it takes... It's going to take...
Half damage.
3d10 fire damage and it'll take half on the fail.
So okay.
It's going to take 3d10 plus the hex. So that's 2. That's 5.
11.
6. So that's 11. 2.
13.
So 13.
Minus, so 6. It'll take 6 damage. Still standing.
Okay.
Next up is Percy.
Yeah, so I'll cast Conjure Animals, and I'll get my staff, and I'll rip a hole again, and I'll start doing some parcel tongue, and I'll be like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I will summon a giant constrictor snake.
Okay, nice. Yeah, this giant fucking snake.
This big old anaconda comes out.
Nice.
And initiative is 12.
Okay, so it's going to go, I think, dead last.
That's right.
Yeah.
So big snack is out, and then I will wild shape into the scarab.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's this other thing's turn. It's going to come bursting out of that wall. This thing's got 80 feet of charge movement. So it's going to charge out, open fire on the Kabutops. So these are two pistols coming at you. One is definitely a hit. The other is definitely a miss. One's 17 plus 5. So you're going to take a d6 plus 2. So you take 7 laser damage, and then this thing's going to bash into you as it turns and then is coming for you two. But first, it's going to make a bash attack. 15 plus 5. Oh, no. It's 21. 21 total.
To hit?
To hit you.
Yeah,
so you're going to take 2d10. As this giant ogre mech just smashes into you. 6 plus 3 is 9, plus 4 is 13 more damage. Give me a dex save. DC 14.
And a dex save?
Yeah.
18.
Yes. You succeed, but you're knocked 5 feet to the side.
Okay.
It's then coming at this angle. It's going to get Carter and then... Sebastian.
So I'm still on the ground, right?
Yeah. I'm just going by who's closest to it.
Okay.
So Carter, attack on you. It's 10, so it misses.
Nice.
Make a DC a dex save, though. DC 14.
I pass.
Okay. And then Sebastian, it's going for you. Fails.
Cool.
DC...
Cool.
Oh, you're already prone,
I'm
aren't
already
you?
Prone, yeah.
Oh, wait, so it gets advantage as it tries to trample
you. Oh, okay.
17 plus 6 is 23.
Got me.
I think I need to do... some concentration checks, right?
Oh, yeah, you
hit
do.
Twice, so it was 7 and 13. So
yeah,
I have to
the first one was 7 and the second one was 13.
So I have to roll better than a 7, and I need to roll better than a 13.
6 plus 4 is...
No, it's 10
damage.
10
or the damage.
So I rolled a 10 on the first one.
It's 10 or the damage, whichever is higher?
Whichever's
yeah.
higher.
Okay. So I rolled 7 damage, so
okay.
I rolled a 10.
Uh-huh.
So that...
That's the first one.
Five.
So the second one, you got to roll better than a 13.
17.
Nice. You're good.
My snack is still here.
Okay, so now this one ends on the other side of you, Sebastian. So you guys aren't quite flanked, but it's going Ogre Mech, Carter, 5 foot space, Sebastian, Ogre Mech.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So I'm locked up then.
Okay,
so
yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
That one, then.
And then next up is Sebastian.
Yeah, I gotta stand up.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then I'm swinging my, pulling out my nice little aether axe and doing some swings here on this mech in front of me now.
Okay.
That's going to be a miss. That's a 10 total.
Yeah, it's a miss.
That's going to be a hit. That's a 24
total. Oh, yeah,
total.
That's a hit.
And I'm going to use a Divine Smite on it as well.
Very nice.
First smite of the night.
Gosh, it's kind of late now, but I wish we had flavored it so you got yourself like an ether club that's shaped like a baseball bat.
Actually, I was thinking about
that
doing that
hilarious.
Too.
I mean, why doesn't he just have that now?
I mean, yeah, sure. There you go. It's done.
The ether bat. I saw a lot of ones being rolled.
That's 16 total.
Oh, that's still a good amount of damage, my friend.
Way good.
Yeah, so... bloody, for sure.
Cool.
The other one's near death. Mech.
Mech, yeah.
And next up is Carter. You're up. I would suggest not doing ranged attack.
Yeah, I'm going to do shocking grasp because I'm in its fucking grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me roll this attack here. 9 plus 7 is 16.
That is a fail.
I have advantage because it's made of metal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. I love that that came into play. That's yeah. cool. So yeah.
True. That's going to come into play a lot, my friend.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
are many robots here.
There are a lot of robots in this world.
16 plus 7.
Oh, yeah. That's a hit.
Okay.
That's a hit. You might take it down.
Yeah, I might.
You might take it down.
My hex is on this one, so.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. That's
you'll probably take it down.
1, 3. Fuck. 6.
You take it down.
Oh! I go sleep. I grab it with yeah. both hands, like close yeah. to it's like whatever I can get my hands around. Yeah. Go sleep.
And like, and it goes down.
Yes.
And the gal on top is like, God damn it!
Yeah.
No, no, no. You're next, honey. You're next.
And then just because I'll say it's a free action, the goblin like looks at you, holds out his hand, and pff, a little aether like knife is in its hand.
I'm not scared of you, you little bitch.
It just shows you still shaking you. Well, it's its turn now, so yeah, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to make two knife attacks on you, Carter.
My snacks.
Unless you ran away. I suppose you could have ran away, but you did say you weren't scared of it.
I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Let it stab me.
All right, double stabs incoming. We got a 20-something and a miss, for sure a miss.
Okay, sure, the 20-something sounds like a good hit.
Yeah, so that's only 4. Stab damage.
Okay. That's a pittance.
Piercing, slashing, whatever.
A pittance indeed.
And then,
piercing,
what's its movement speed?
How about piercing so it damages my outfit less?
Yeah, piercing. You got it. It's going to make a fucking run for it, though. 30 feet out. Yeah, it's just going to run. Actually, no. Let me see here. It's got 30 feet of movement. It'll take an opportunity attack from you, but it's going to try and run around and jump onto the back with its brother. That's what it's going
to
do.
Okay, what kind of opportunity attack am I available to do? Can I do a cantrip?
No, you can't do a cantrip. If you don't have a weapon, you can only try and hit it with your fist. Yeah. And it'll do 1 damage if you hit.
That's Warcaster.
I have the pistol on me.
Mm-hmm. That's a ranged attack. It has to be melee.
Can you hit it with the pistol? Oh, I have a taser baton.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hit with that.
It says that shit. It's
a D6 of lightning.
It says D8 plus strength right
okay,
here.
Cool. D8 plus strength. Okay. You got it.
So I should roll for attack plus dex,
yeah.
I guess?
No, oh, it's plus strength. Yeah.
That's what it says. Yeah. Okay. 17.
Yeah, you hit. Sure.
That was with a -1, ladies and gentlemen. Here's this D8.
So it's a D8 minus 1.
Yeah, it's a 6.
Okay.
So that's not
he's
bad.
He's still standing. He's like,
I'll get you for this.
You might.
Anything else? Yeah, you might. And with that, it jumps onto the back of the other ogre with its brother.
Fine.
And it is. Well, that ogre
is it
dead.
The snake's turn?
So snake. The snake's pretty far out, isn't it? You and the snake are pretty far out.
I don't know.
You're only 20 feet. You're 20 feet out from them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. It shouldn't be that far. Yeah.
Snake is gonna go. He has 30 feet. It's going to go 30 feet and then attempt to constrict the ogre.
Can it? It is a large creature.
I think it can.
If it can,
it doesn't
cool.
say anything about size.
Okay, cool.
One creature, yeah.
Okay. That's weird that it doesn't.
It should.
Because it super should.
Sure
melee
say.
Weapon attack.
How big is this snake?
It's a giant. It's a huge beast.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Oh, then yes.
It's yeah. a big. Yeah, it's a big ass snake.
It is.
Yeah.
It basically it's a you summon snake. Fucking the basilisk from
yes.
fucking Harry Potter.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. Yes, I did. With my parcel
tongue. That's
scary.
Love that too.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Fuck.
Oh no!
You failed.
That natty boy. What would win?
That one.
Giant anaconda or one natty boy?
And the one.
Well, that'll be that, and now it's
snake
turn.
Snake just, like, flops down next
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, it's like, blah.
So it's not going to be able to get everybody, but it is going to be able to get Sebastian and Carter and then turn and get Percy. So it's going for the three of you. It's not going for the snake. But, oh, actually, no opportunity attack. It's Trailblazer.
Where do you get his cards?
First, but the laser pistol.
Cards.
Oh, I forgot.
I don't want to do this.
You're still
it's going to wait till it's out of range from Sebastian. So Sebastian, it's going to try and trample you.
Because that was only the snake's turn.
Can I do this card whenever?
If it says so.
It doesn't say so.
It misses you, Sebastian. We'll make a dex save.
It just says choose an enemy and then do a thing.
Just wait till your turn.
Okay. You're really cool now.
that is a 19.
Okay, you're not knocked from. Carter, you're going to get trampled. It's 10 plus 6, 16. Okay, sorry. That's a total of 5.
Strong
plus
14,
4 is 9. Plus 4 is 13 damage. And make a dex save.
Ooh,
okay. You get a plus 3 to your save, by the way.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's a 23.
Yeah, you're
22
good.
22 or whatever.
Now it's turned and it's coming at you, Percy, but first two laser guns are coming at you.
Sure.
First one's 16 plus, so it hits. Second one is a miss. It's a d6 plus 2, so that's 5 laser damage, and then the thing's going to try and pummel you.
Cool.
17 plus, yeah, it hits.
Yeah.
So you're going to take 2d10. It's 9 plus 4 is 13 plus 4, 17 bludgeoning damage as this thing tramples over you. Make a dex save.
Thanks. No, it's in my fucking hand. 16?
This is a success. Fuck. And this thing is going to end its turn next to you, on the other side of you.
You have
minus
1
to dex? Yeah, with the scarab.
Oh. What?
And next up is Sebastian.
So yeah, I'm just going to go after the mech. I mean, I'm just going to chase after it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah. You can get up to it.
How bad is the mech looking? Is it looking
bloody?
Bad?
It's like
bad.
Half.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to swipe at it twice.
What? Whose turn is it? When was the last time I went?
Did I skip you? No, you
did might
something.
Have. The snake
did something.
Oh, I thought
the snake
something.
Was you. Actually,
no, the snake is on.
Forgot.
Its own turn.
I skipped you. Go ahead. Do, okay. Do a turn.
Because I was like, I feel like it's been
yeah,
a very
I know.
Long time.
Sorry.
Since I've done anything.
You did the snake thing. I was like, okay, Percy went.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I will. If the mech ended its turn right next to me, I'll just give it 2 blade arms.
Okay, go for it.
13 for the first.
That's a miss.
I imagine misses. And fuck, 11 for the
Oof,
second
miss,
one.
Miss, miss. It just glanced
You should have
the
skipped
armor.
Me. I don't know what you're doing.
All right, Sebastian.
All right, now I'm going to run up anyway. Behind it and just take 2 swipes at the mech.
Okay.
That's a 24.
That's a hit.
I mean, roll damage, just do both attacks.
Just do both.
Oh, shoot. How much damage did you do to me when you ran me over?
13 for the... Yeah, it was 13 for the running over, I think.
But you also shot me, right?
No, it was 17.
It was 17
for
that.
9 plus 4 plus 4.
What was the damage from getting shot?
5.
I only got shot once, right? Okay. I need to do 2 concentration checks.
Oh, yes, you do.
9 for the first, because I'm beating 5, right?
Yeah. Oh,
is
no,
it
no,
or
it's that or the concentration,
10,
so,
you
failed.
My snake is gone.
Oh, the snake is gone! Yeah. The snake just evaporated.
He didn't do anything. No.
The lazy boy.
And then 17 for the
stupid
second
snacks.
One.
That's a hit.
Some of
the
better
snake.
I do need to. Shit.
We talked about this.
We did.
Oh, jeez. That's a... 25 total.
You take down this mech.
Whoa.
Hey.
Big old chunks. One to the left, one to the right.
The two destroyed mechs.
The goblins
vibrate,
jump off.
And merge together. Make one giant super mech. It fuses with the boat.
It fuses with the boat. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Carter, you're up.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
I'm transferring my hex to one of the goblins.
Okay.
The one that stabbed me.
Okay.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast it. Okay. What do I do?
What?
I think that's I'm going to reroll it. Yeah, it's like on its side.
I believe you.
Okay. Sorry. 16.
That's a hit.
Okay.
You kill it. There's no way. It's got two life.
I'm going to shoot the other one now.
Well, you don't kill it. Unless you do kill it. But it's supposed to be non-lethal. It's supposed to be non-lethal.
I'm into the rules.
Accidents happen.
I'm into the rules of the tournament. I probably just like mortally wound him, but like cripple him.
Yeah, you knock him unconscious.
But cripple him?
If you want to.
Sounds like it does.
I do.
All right, yeah, you cripple him.
Blow up his foot.
And have made a sworn enemy for life now.
Okay, next roll.
Bad scientist, sworn enemy for life.
Yeah, next roll.
Next one. Yeah,
next one. On to the next one.
No.
Sorry, 15.
That's a miss.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Well,
but he's pissed because he killed his brother.
I didn't kill him.
Oh, you crippled his brother.
His foot is broken.
Next up is, well, shot that one's dead. Foot. Snake's dead. Percy, you're up. Snack.
So there's only
one
goblin
little
left,
G-man
right?
left.
I'll walk up to him and I'll try to give him some slashes. Yeah. 19 to hit?
Yeah, it hits.
And the other one was an 11, so I imagine that one misses.
Yeah, that misses.
Really high C for goblins.
6 damage for
six
the first.
6 damage, okay, still standing.
Just a slash.
He's like,
Well, now it's a little G-man's turn, and honestly, he just throws his pistol down and puts his hands up.
That's right, little man.
And the crowd loses their mind.
It seems that we have our first set of finalists. For Stranger Things!
Yeah. I'm running over to the goblins and like throwing rose petals on them. Like,
clean yourself up, sir.
Clean yourselves up. It is I, the Struttenberg.
Okay, so you guys are victorious. You guys are ushered back into Chamber 7.
Oh, yeah.
Korak is ecstatic. And he's like, I knew you guys could do it.
Hell yeah.
Man, I thought that snake was going to be cooler than it wasn't.
It was two snakes cool. that you can summon. It's Jeffrey. He's got no motivation.
Yeah.
And then there's Dan. He's really into biting people.
I inexplicably summon really Jeff from the ether. I don't like it. Stupid. I need to get Dan next time.
So you guys have 2 hours until the finals.
Okay.
Until then, you're free to do what you want, but you're not allowed to spectate.
I'm going to go do the running man with all the kids.
I'll take a short rest.
They kind of started expecting me.
Yeah, that happens.
I'll roll
you
hit
do that.
Die because I took some.
Yeah,
damage,
hit so. Die. Keep track of spells. Keep track of your HP.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, well, who has spent what spells?
I get them back.
Yeah,
every
you get
time.
Them back.
One
so
slot.
One
for
slot.
My divine smite.
I used 2 level threes.
2 level threes. You got any more of those left?
I have 1 level 3.
Oh, shit, Jesus.
I'm saving it, my friend.
All right.
I
knew
rolling.
We had Uno.
I'm so scared because you guys have all your trauma cards. I'm like, man.
What am I, a D8? Yeah, I'm a D8, right?
You think so? Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah, D8. I've got 68. Let me start rolling these bad boys. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this D8 sucks. Okay.
So four.
Four.
So as you guys are resting and recovering.
That's mm-hmm. 5. So 9.
Madame Mulladala comes into the chamber.
You, Molly,
usually have been so wonderful. So wonderful. And she like gives you all hugs and kisses. And wouldn't you know it, Vanessa's scoundrels have made it to the finals as well.
Oh, you know, I was wondering who the finalists, I should have known. I should have known it would be those harlots.
Strange how these things work out.
Harlots?
Damn. Harlots, then, I say.
She's not as good as you.
Nowhere near as strange.
Well, thank you.
That's true.
As us.
I do appreciate it. Yes.
Stranger things attract.
Put up any strange
things.
Thing, I guarantee we're stranger.
I could not have picked a better team.
It's true.
You couldn't have.
Don't lose. And then she leaves.
Of course not.
I mean, that goes without saying, doesn't
it? Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Also, you guys are going to have some fucking money if you guys win.
Yeah.
We get to keep
money.
The winnings.
Yeah, she said she
and
don't
get
want
the info.
Yeah. I am a benevolent god.
Sure are.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
You're still adding up.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wait
till you guys get all your resting done.
Do you need any heals or anything?
But you do
like
hear that
no.
the fight out there is getting wild.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like big explosions, yeah. Like the ground shakes, the crowd's ooing and aahing and screaming.
Oh, man. Okay.
But finally, it comes to an end. And you guys know that you got 30 minutes until showdown.
Okay.
I'm going to roll one more hit die. And I'm at max.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everyone ready?
Yes.
Hey, real quick question.
Yeah, what's up?
Regarding the concentration saves for when you get hit on a spell, does my aura of protection help with that at all? Because it's a saving throw, they get the plus three on that.
Probably, yes.
It is a con saving throw for that concentration.
Yes, so yes
is
for the answer. Now, if you're next to me within 10 feet, you get a plus three to your saves.
That's good to know.
I didn't need it, but it was dope.
Yeah.
It was dope anyway.
Hell yeah, okay. I appreciate it.
All right, let's do this. So the time has come. You guys are teleported back onto the scene. Same intro. Stranger Things. Alabaster Huntress. The Great Bassbino. Strut.
Strut.
Tuxedo Mask, if you will. This time, the arena is just like a rocky wasteland. So it's mostly the same, but all the rocky areas are difficult terrain. And basically, it's pretty spotty. So pretty much, we're going to rule it. Every 10 feet of movement becomes 5 feet of difficult terrain in between that.
Okay.
So it's like quarter movement. It's like a quarter terrain difficulty.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so instead of moving 30 feet, you could probably move 20 feet.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that. Okay, so you guys are teleported onto the grounds. You guys are introduced.
And as their opponent, contending for the 175th Blood Gala Championship... Brought to you by Finesse's Phantasmagoric Emporium. Three light warriors from beyond the stars given gemstones of power to protect the galaxy from darkness. The titular triumvirate. The shining chevaliers. The jewel janissaries.
Three beams of light descend from the sky. With each, a female figure descends to ground level. Each figure steps out of their respective light beam, revealing themselves to be three female genasi.
Hey.
So I'm sure you guys know what genasi are, but in case there's some audience members that don't know, they're essentially elemental people, not confused with like water, earth, fire, or wind, and they're all like, their skin color is the color of their respective element with like energy lines all over their bodies. Each is wearing a cam fiber bodysuit, but also a big armored chest piece with a shining gem in the center. The one on the right seems to be a lithe water genasi with blue skin and blue energy lines. She's wielding an aether spear. A volt spear. The center one is a tall, strong earth genasi with reddish-brown skin and purple energy lines. And she's wielding two spike gauntlets on each hand, so she's going to attack with her fist. And the one on the left is a short fire genasi with maroon skin and orange energy lines. She has long, fiery hair and is wielding two fire whips.
Fight!
And so, yeah, I will roll initiative. And I'm sure there's people in the audience laughing at what this is all referencing. But I don't think any of you guys have seen that show. Initiatives, what do you guys got?
14 for me.
Okay, let's see. That doesn't beat a 14. That definitely doesn't work, but that does. So, does anyone beat a 20 total?
Nope.
No?
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Back to my old ways. I got a 6.
You got a 6? Okay. What did you get?
14.
Is that highest amongst you guys?
I think so, yeah.
I got a 1d1.
You got 11?
11d.
Okay, so you do go next. And then... And then Sebastian. And then finally...
Oh, I'm not last.
You're not last, yeah. All right, so they're 60 feet out. Let's fucking do this. First up,
let's get crazy.
The fire genasi goes first, and she's gonna move a total of 20 feet towards you guys. And
I don't care for it.
I don't like it.
And in all honesty, there's not much she can do from this range.
Cool.
So she's gonna ready in action.
How far is she now? You said
she is probably now 40 feet out.
She ran 20.
Okay. The other ones are 60.
They slowly crawled towards each other. What was that?
The other ones are 60.
Yeah, the other ones are 60. Next up is Percy.
Cool. Okay. I will do my old faithful conjure. My wolf boy is back.
With your last level 3 slot.
My last level 3 slot. Bringing my doggy
the
boys.
The crowd loses their mind at their old favorites.
Yep. I wish I could remember the
names of
the names of the Game of Thrones wolves. It's Summer.
Summer, there's Ghost, there's Nymeria. There's Lady.
We'll do Lady and Summer. are the two.
Lady and Summer show up.
And then, so that's my level three. That's my action.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then,
oh yeah, roll their initiative, I suppose.
Oh yes, let me do that roll. 18 for, I guess both, right? Because we're doing both of them on the same roll?
Yeah, we'll do okay. both of them on the same roll. So they'll go right after the top of the order.
Monstrous.
Second, they're going second. Next up is Carter.
I was going to watch Ape into Scarab.
You're Scarab now. Carter, you're up.
Okay, I will use my card. Choose an enemy. Whenever that enemy attacks you, you add your proficiency as an additional bonus to your AC. Centered person.
Genasi okay, person. So the Earth Genasi.
The Earth Genasi.
Oh, or the one that moved up towards
the one that moved up.
Fire Genasi.
Fire Genasi. I'm also going to hex the Fire Genasi.
Okay.
Deck stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Billy checks, you got a disadvantage.
Cool beans.
Here we go with.
Ooh.
Yeah, here we go with the Eldritch Blasting. That is a 19 plus 7.
26.
So here's damage.
You're firing on the Fire Genasi?
Yeah.
What's the total?
Damage?
No, the AC.
26.
Oh, yeah.
26. Okay, and then, yay! 9, 10, 14 damage to him.
Oh, her. They're
her?
All ladies.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fire on them again.
You said 14?
14 total damage, mm-hmm. Yeah. This one was a 21 to hit.
That hits.
And that's max damage. 20 damage.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you do some serious fucking damage. Holy shit.
All
right. Monstrous.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you do.
And I'll just, you know, stay behind people, I guess.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
So.
And free actions. Boo!
Okay.
Boo! You guys suck.
Jesus.
And then I end my turn.
Okay.
That's fair.
So the Water Genasi is going to, kind of move to the side a little bit, only like 5 feet, and she's going to hold up her hand, and she's going to create like a giant icicle shard.
Ooh.
She's going to hurl it straight at Carter.
Oh, shit.
And Carter, I need you to make a... Oh, no, this is spell attack. Sorry. D20, please. What's her... Oh, wait, this one in person. There it is. Yeah, 17.
Damn.
So,
the head is 14 AC.
Okay, so it is going to do, as it pierces into your skin, a D8 of piercing damage. So 4 cold damage, or piercing damage, I guess. And then as it hits you, it suddenly explodes. And all 3 of you need to make dexterity saves.
Ooh.
I make a dexterity save from the thing that's in my chest.
Ah! Three guys get plus 3.
DC is a 14.
I fail.
Failed?
Passed. 19.
I get a plus 3 to mine?
Yep.
And it's dex. So 13?
That's a fail. Sorry. It was 14 that you had it. So the 2 that failed will take a total of 5 more piercing damage, and you take 2, Sebastian.
Okay.
And that is her turn. Next up is Sebastian.
I don't like her very much. I want to shoot my my BFG at her.
Okay.
All right. First one, that is definitely a miss.
Okay.
That is definitely a hit. That's a 26.
Oh yeah, that hits.
That's 13 damage.
Yeah, that oof. Yeah.
Monstrous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you hit her.
Cool, and that was a stay pat. So I'm good.
Okay, sounds good. Next up is, it's the Earth Genasi. What's her movement? Yeah, she'll move 20 feet up, and, but she'll stay 10 feet out from, the Fire Genasi, but she'll also ready in action. And then next up is Fire Genasi, who's gonna move 20 more feet. You guys moved up too, didn't you?
Did.
You stayed still? You stayed still as well?
I'm staying in the back.
And you stayed still as well?
Yeah,
Or did you summon your dire wolves?
I summoned the dire wolves, and then I B-shaped.
Well, where did you summon them?
Oh, like just like in front of me like I did last time.
5 feet? 10 feet?
I don't think it says. Range is 60 feet, so...
Or like straight up on somebody?
I probably would put it like to the back where the water and fire genasis are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's retcon them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They would have been like, boom, because I didn't know I could put them.
In Earth genasi. Okay. Yeah,
I didn't
Earth
know
genasi
I could
is going to turn around on her turn then, and okay. She's going to try and just sock the shit out of warrior wolves. We'll say lady. She's punching lady, lady in the face. She gets a multi-attack.
Cool.
With spike gauntlets. First attack is a miss. Well, maybe not.
What was it?
It's a 13.
Miss.
Okay. Second one is a 19.
Hits.
So, D8. Just 3. 10 damage to Lady's face.
3 damage.
Lady, no.
And next up is Fire Genasi. And honestly, she's going to move back and start, like, double fire whipping Lady in the back.
Oh, shit.
My poor dog.
You did this to them.
I did.
So 2 fire whips come down on Lady.
Cool.
Don't One kill. Definitely hits. The other definitely misses.
Don't kill my dogs. D8
plus a D6.
Don't kill my dogs.
Plus 2. So it is 7 plus 2. 9 fire damage to Lady's back.
Okay, cool.
So now these three are just out there fighting wolves.
She didn't
good
like
job.
That. Yeah.
Next up is the wolf's turn.
Okay. Which one is in her face? The Earth Genasi?
Earth and Fire Genasi are wailing on Lady.
Okay, jeez. Yeah. The other one, well, they're within 5 feet of each other, so they get pack tactics. They'll go at the fucking Fire Genasi, I guess.
Okay. If they do that, whips. She's 10 feet back.
Oh, she's 10 feet back. So they'll go to Earth Genasi.
Earth Genasi, okay.
Yeah.
She's got an 18 armor class.
Oh. First one, beefed. Ooh, beefed. Double beef.
Double beef, yeah.
So one of the misses.
Like doing this, just.
To hit, it's 5. So 18 and 19?
Wait, what? What happened? What are you doing now?
AC on the other wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
pack tactics. 18
and 19
advantage.
Both hit, yeah.
Okay, so.
It's just one, right?
Yeah, it's just one hit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, pack tactics. That's what that was.
5. 8 damage.
8 damage, okay. Do a little bit of damage.
For the nom.
Next up is you. It's your turn now, Percy.
Okay. I will move my 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody close to me within that
section?
You
can only move 20 feet because of the way this place is set up.
Sure. I will move 20 feet.
Towards
then.
Who?
The closest person to me is
okay,
the,
they're 60 feet out still.
Fuck. My dogs.
Yeah, your dogs are now they're getting fucking eviscerated.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just go 20 before, like, as far as I can.
Okay, so and now you're 40 feet out.
Yeah, and I'll prep a poison spine if they get close to me, so
nice.
I'll hold that action.
I like it. Next up is Carter.
Okay, gonna keep firing on the Fire Genasi, who's next.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I shouldn't have any problem with range with the Ultra
No,
class.
You shouldn't.
18?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Barely.
Let's see, that is 12, 18 damage.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's near death, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again!
Okay.
2.
That's a miss. Sorry.
Yeah, 9 is a miss.
Anything else on your turn?
I'm gonna back up.
Okay.
Like, max 20 feet.
Alright.
Why fuck not at this point?
You guys are so far away.
Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna hear anything that they say right now. Okay, so the Fire Genasi, like, goes down on one knee and she, like, holds onto your chest. And then she seems to turn and say something to the other girls. And they all look at her and they nod. And each of them
oh my God.
Hits a gem on their chest and they start to shine. And
it's
they teleport to each other. Yes. And they teleport to each other. And then this blinding light blinds all of you guys.
My
and
poor dog.
When it finally dissipates, this enormous humanoid giant monstrosity with 6 arms and 6 eyes, standing about 25 feet tall and towering over your poor dogs, lets out this enormous, like, roar.
Cool.
And now I'm going to roll its initiative. Let's re-roll initiative.
Do I still get to keep my copper? Like, I picked a guy that's now a part of this guy to add my proficiency bonus to my AC.
When did you pop that?
On
did
one
you
of my...
Well, did you tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the Fire Genasi. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember, but I believe you.
Never
so, yeah,
mind. Popping
stay.
It now.
It'll stay.
Okay.
It'll stay.
Yeah. Cool. New initiative. Got it.
17 plus 2 is 19. Does anyone beat a 19?
Nope. Got a 16.
17.
14. I rolled the same thing.
Roll for your wolves, too.
Ooh, that's
all, true. All 1, though.
11.
Okay. So
life has many doors, Wolf Boys.
All right, give me who got top again?
I got 16, right? You got 17?
17.
Yeah. Carter. And then you?
Sebastian, yeah.
And then
I got 14 and Wolf's okay. got 11.
All right. Let's fucking do this. In one of its six arms, it has a giant spear made of ice. And the other, it's got a giant whip made of fire.
Cool.
And
my poor dogs.
It is going to skewer your fucking dogs. Starting with Lady. It's got a triple attack. So first attack on Lady.
Is a beef.
A 12.
Oh. Miss.
Second attack on Lady.
Is also a beef.
Is not a beef. It is a 24. Mm. No, wait. Yeah, 24.
That is.
I'm going to see if this doesn't... How much HP does Lady have?
18.
Okay, this might kill Lady. So, here we go. So, Ice Spear. Coming for, that's 9. Plus 5 is 14. Plus 5 is 19.
Lady's dead.
Okay, Fire Whip coming down on the other wolf.
She just are gone.
Is a miss. So, only one wolf left. That's its turn.
Doggies.
I'm
coming for you.
Yeah. Oh. Here we go.
Ooh.
Next up is Carter.
Transfer my hex.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get the HP going. And it's hex. Gotcha. Go for it.
Oh, man. I have a decision
it's
to make.
It's Penguin Universe. This is hilarious.
This thing is probably fucking boring. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna go with some safe stuff, I think. I'm gonna cast Armor of Agathys on myself at level 3, so I get 15 temp HP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then I'm also going to move back, and I'm gonna say that this creature has disadvantage on strength saving or strength ability checks.
Okay, that's good. It has a 20 strength. So.
Okay, and that's it for my turn.
Okay, sounds good. Next up is Sebastian.
Will this be considered a humanoid?
Right?
Or
it is an elemental.
Okay.
And it's what, 40 feet out? No, 60 feet out, right?
60 feet out from you. Yeah.
Shit. And then Percy's up 20 feet. I want to get up close to Percy, and then I'm just going to take a couple pop shots with the BFG at it.
Okay, cool. So now you're 40 feet from it.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Uh-oh. Tides are turning.
Oh, it's a miss.
Yeah. I'm not pulling punches, by the way. If you guys lose, you just lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
Actually, you know what? Wait.
Wait a darn minute.
Yeah. I am going to pop my Guided Strike from my Channel Divinity, which gives me a plus 10 bonus to my roll.
Yay.
So that will give me a 22 on that last one.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to Divine Smite it too?
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh.
Divine Smite these bullets.
Through the gun, hell yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Glowing lasers.
Yeah, just...
I guess there are already lasers, so they're glowing. Doubly glowing lasers.
It looks like there's two, but it's one.
That's 19 damage.
Woo! Divine
Fuck
lasers.
Yeah.
It still has over 100 HP.
Fuck. Cool, cool,
but good
cool,
job.
Cool, cool.
Next up is...
Actually, can I use Divine Smite on a range, though? I think it's just melee. Or...
I'll allow it this time, but from now on, only melee.
Thank you, sir.
Next up is...
A benevolent god, indeed.
Indeed.
Percy.
Percy, okay.
Yeah, that's you, Doc.
Yeah. I'll move up my 20, right? I'm not in range, right?
No.
Of anything?
Yeah. No.
I'll use my card. So it's inspiration. You take a card that another player just used, and the player that used the card still gains the benefit of the card that they played. And I'll just use Brian's.
Oh, there you go.
And so
nice.
My AC is now 19.
Oh, nice. Good job. That's badass. I like that.
And I guess that's all I
what
can do.
What was the
right?
name of that card?
Inspiration.
Oh, nice.
And this one was called Caution.
Inspiration.
So you're both just being real careful. Being real nimble about it.
I'm cautious and alert.
I will prep a poison spine again.
Okay,
if,
cool.
if that didn't take
what's
my turn
the range on
to
that? 10
so.
Feet?
10 feet, yeah.
Okay, cool. Next up is. So, by the way, its triple attack
40.
Is Ice Spear, Fire Whip, and then, remember, it's got six arms. Two of the lower arms come for like a Stone Fist attack.
Oof. Cool.
So,
I'm not getting Stone Fisted.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
If that's your turn, though, Percy,
it is.
Wolf turn.
Ooh, okay.
Summer is.
Summer's still really in. Yeah, she. Is not feeling super good, but She still will got attack. Teeth. Yeah, she's still got those teepers. So not at advantage because there's nothing close to it.
Nope. All by alone. No pack for this one.
And it'll be a little bite. Ooh, for 19 to hit?
It hits.
Yeah, let's go, Summer.
Get this thing's leggies.
Fuck it. 3, 4, 7 damage.
Okay, yeah, 7 damage.
It's just cool. Gonna jump on its back and just start ripping it.
Okay, yeah, you got it. All right, well, next up is the Jewel Giant, I'm calling it. And it's going to provoke opportunity from the wolf as it moves towards Persephone.
Get it, wolf boy.
Yeah. Get it, wolf girl. Let's go. No. 15 to hit?
No.
Yeah.
Not today.
So go ahead. Do your prepared poison thing.
It's a dex save.
It's a dex save. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
DC 12, I think. DC 12.
Does this thing have...
Hopefully... garbage.
Is this a does this poison?
Poisoned for 1 minute.
It's immune to being poisoned.
Oh, fucking shit.
So it hits, nothing, it sinks in, does nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Welcome to higher level boss fights where it's immunities and resistances for days.
I should have done
it's going
like
to triple attack the Kabutops.
I should have done a little doolaloo.
Ice Spear. Yeah, you should have because you would have known. Ice Spear, first one is a 13. Fire Whip is a 26. Huh. And Stone Fist is a 22.
The last two hit. My AC is 19.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to take 7 plus 3 is 10. So 15 from the fire whip.
Cool.
6 plus 1 is 7 plus 5. It's 12 from the stone fist. Make 12. Your concentration saves, my friend.
8. So to beat 15, nope. Summer's gone.
Summer down.
Jewel Janissary's just leering over you. 20 feet tall, pissed off, six-armed woman.
I'm in the back, like, half-laying down, like, oh, shit. I hope she doesn't see me.
Carter, it's your turn.
Well.
She's about to see you.
I'm firing my laser. What's that? 15.
That's a miss.
Okay, firing major laser. Oh, it's another miss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
next up is Sebastian. It's now within 10 feet of you. So you can get to it.
Okay. The reason I asked earlier if it was a humanoid, because I wanted to try to cast Hold Person on it, but since it's an elemental, I can't,
right? Yeah, it's an elemental, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I was going to get up on it, try to lock it up, and...
Just cast the whole elemental.
Yeah. Take a couple swipes with my axe here. Let's see here.
Yeah. Will these boys do it? Will they win the 100,000?
First one's a miss.
Maybe not.
Second one is biased.
Second one is a 23.
Yeah.
And you will use another divine smite.
Yes. Smite him.
Smite them.
Twenty-3 damage.
Yeah, you do some damage to it for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Now it's down to 74.
Glad that we know it's HP.
Yeah, I'm just letting you guys know. Yeah. next up we have to climb. Persephone. Oh, yeah, the wolves are gone.
Yeah, wolves are gone. It's in my face now, right? Because it
10 feet from you.
It's wounded me. Okay. I'll get in its face, and I'll blade arm it 2 times.
Okay.
That is a 20 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit?
The second one misses with a 10. So first hit... Ooh, that's a 4. Max damage, 10 damage.
Ooh, nice.
For my slash.
Yeah.
And then, as a bonus action, I can use a spell slot to heal while I'm in form. Mm. So I will heal for 12 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Back up to 30. Let just die.
Well, it's the Jewel Giant's turn, and it's going to turn its ire upon Sebastian.
Bring it.
For doing all that damage. So Ice Spear, Fire Whip. Oh, I should do it one at a time. Ice Spear.
Are you close to it?
Is 20...
I'm on it. Oh, okay.
22 to AC.
It's a hit.
Fire Whip is a crit fail.
Yeah.
And Stone Fist is a 19.
It's a miss.
So only the Ice Spear hits. So we're looking at... that's not a D10. There we go.
I still got
1 plus 6 is 7 plus 5 is 12 damage to Sebastian.
Okay.
And that'll be that. So next up is Carter.
Okay. Firing me lasers. God damn, I missed.
Lots of misses this fight.
It was a four. I missed again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Next up, Sebastian.
Good luck, guys. Doing my best.
I'm going to cast Bless on myself and the Kabutops over here.
Ooh.
So we get that extra D4.
Fuck yeah.
To the attack roll or saving throw.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. So
that spell slot up. And that's my action. And then for just already an action, can I do like a defensive stance or anything like that? As a ready action, like prep myself for another attack, or
I'm not even sure. I think you can total defense, but I've never seen someone do it. Yeah. So take now a dodge I don't know action. What the rule is. Yeah, dodge action. Okay, what does that do?
They just have disadvantage
on attacking. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So yeah,
so I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll just get ready.
You'll be all dodgy.
Ooh, hell yeah!
Next up is
that's a good call. Yeah. That's a real good call. I will slash him with my big meaty claws.
Give me the D4. Ooh.
That's nice. 19 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit. Did Bless take an action to do? Oh, then you cannot dodge.
Oh, so I can't.
Dodge takes up your standard.
Radiant action is an actual action.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
you forego an attack action to do that.
Yeah.
And I crit on the second hit.
Ooh.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me that damage. Bless. Oh, my gosh.
So first hit is 9 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then second hit, so that's 4.
So many 4s.
5. 7. 8. My God. For 10 damage.
10 more?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So both hits.
Yeah, it's
bam,
pretty
bam,
well bloody.
Chunky.
Yeah,
and then
this thing's challenge rating 7, by the way.
And then bonus action, I'm a heal again.
God damn. I got to step it up. That's what this tournament was for. If it's a test, you guys. Apparently, I need to throw challenge rating 11s at you guys.
No, we're good.
No.
We're fine.
I healed right. 8, so I'm up to 38.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, next up is the Jewel Giant, and it's pissed, so it's going to just all-out attack Kabutops. So, Ice Spear.
We gon' get money.
I need to redo that.
Yeah.
We gon' get money.
That is a 14. Is that a fail?
Mm-hmm.
Fire Whip. That is a 17.
Miss.
17? Oh, yeah.
Because I got 19.
Oh, God. Damn drama cards. And Stone Fist. Oh, God, 3 misses.
Oh!
3 misses as Kabutops survives.
Clutch.
A Gene Coda Scarab.
Next up goes Ultra Instinct.
Indeed. Next up is Carter.
Wow, what the?
Nope. Yeah, you're only trash now.
Yeah, 13.
Doesn't miss.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Rough.
Sorry, Sebastian, you're up.
All right.
Real rough.
Just a couple swipes with my axe here.
6 below 10s.
Yeah, what the hell is that, man?
That means you're going to crit like 3 times next session.
It's true.
Oh, God. You're due.
Miss.
I rolled so hot.
15? 15 a miss?
15's a miss, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a hit. Mm-hmm. That's a 26 there. I'm going to bust another Divine Smite at level 2.
Okay. How many slots you got left?
I got one second level now after
left?
This one.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Oof.
Dump it in there. Murder it.
That's a 23 total.
Oh, God. Fuck Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Hoop to shoop.
I'm getting set up for a kill steal.
I just the way I picture this is your bat just starts glowing and you just like bonk, uppercut right in the jaw.
Right when I'm about to hit it, I point right at it.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Excellent. Yes.
All right, next up is Persephone.
So damn good.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. No, that's a miss. For 13.
That's a miss.
Even worse. Cool.
Okay.
Double fours and double threes.
Joel Janissary is pissed and coming in with a triple attack on Sebastian now. For all the good that will do with stupid AC.
We'll see.
Ice Spear comes in and that's a hit. That's a 26.
Oh, shit.
Fire Whip comes in and that's maybe a hit. 22.
That's a hit.
And Stone Fist comes in.
Sebs.
And that's definitely a hit.
Ooh.
You just got
Sebs.
You got 6d10 plus 15 coming your way, my friend.
How much health do you have? 43?
I need some D10s. Oh, I got this. I got this awesome tray.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's going to be really noisy for me to open up. And D10s.
Oh, I shouldn't be using my fucking
Yeah, or the back.
I cannot grab this.
To heal myself. But...
You can heal
Give me
people.
D10s. D10s. I can't get them out of here.
After I'm out.
I need...
There we go. Thank you, sir. There's dose.
I need one more if anyone's got one. I guess I could just use this. All right, I'm good. Thank you. All right, 66. This is fire, bludgeoning, and cold damage, if any of that matters.
Jesus.
So it's 8 plus 8 is 16. 16. Plus 5 is 21. Plus 5 is 26. Six. Plus 3 is 29. Plus 3 is 32. Plus 15 is 47.
Oh, I'm down.
Down. Shit.
So Sebastian just gets stabbed, whiffed, and punched in the face, and you go down. Even though you don't go down because you're an orc.
Yeah, oh, I'm playing that off right now. I'm
okay, yeah, you play that
play possum first play possum. Round.
Oh, Sebastian's down. Next up is Carter. You're up.
Fire for leisures.
You got this.
The crowd loses their mind.
Oh, thank God. What'd you get? 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. How do I do this again? Sorry, it's been a while. Yeah, buddy. Okay, 11, 17.
That hits.
No, damage.
Oh, 17. Oh, yeah. Still alive. Barely.
Another blast. 19.
That hits.
Yes. Yes.
Here it comes. I swear to God.
What is that?
Oh, it's 9.
9 plus 4. Uh-huh. No, this is 7.
9 plus 4 total?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed this thing.
Hey! Oh!
So, Sebastian just gets pummeled and he's down. And as it's focusing on him, you just point your whatever.
I jump out of the rocks, flap my coat,
uh-huh.
Let out like all of my fucking rose
petals. Okay.
Amazing. I'll save you, Sebastian. Boom! Boom!
Just right in the face. Boom!
Amazing.
And her form begins to shine as she split apart into the three Janissaries.
Amazing.
The three yes. Genasi Janissaries, and they fall unconscious to the ground. And the crowd loses and their minds.
I jump up and wipe off the dirt off the front of my jersey.
Loses their minds.
Left point, a quarter. Yeah.
Jesus
well, there
Christ.
We have it, folks. Our Blood Gala champions, Stranger Things.
Yeah, I hand each of you a Roman candle.
Yeah,
I light it.
There's fireworks. There's fireworks. The crowd's going wild. Sweet Victory's playing over the radio.
Yes.
And that is where we will end today's session.
Yeah.
Of Super Champion Quest Saga. If you guys like the show, if you like what we do here, please leave a like and subscribe. Please tell people about the show and please leave a comment below letting us know your thoughts.
Check out the rest of the Dungeon Cast stuff.
That too, yeah. That too.
We have a merch store. You can go get some merch.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys later. We will call it a game.
Bye.
Bye.
Keep on fighting to the end.
Da, da, da.
We are the champ.